Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of what?
King of Crack.
Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. Oh, I can't move this thing. Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer, Chris Black. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number here to call is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We're giving away, this is a great prize this week. You know, the NFL draft's coming up in a couple of weeks. I love these products that come out before the season that have autographs of the guys that will be in the upcoming draft. Well, we're giving away a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box. Five packs per box, and there's five autographs, one per each pack. So five autographs in the box, and it's of guys like Deshaun Watson and those guys, the guys that are in this upcoming draft. So it'll be interesting to see. The Bears have the third overall pick. Do they go with defense, quarterback, trade down? What do they do? But I love getting these autographs, keep a couple, and then see what guys end up doing, where they go. If you end them, the auctions on eBay, the Sunday of the draft, when everybody knows where everybody went, you know, it's a three-day thing, then everybody wants to pick them up right away. It does really well, so it's fun. I enjoy doing that.
I think with the Cutler era being over, I think we need a quarterback in the first 5 to 7 rounds. Get one of those top guys anyway.
One of the things I got the Peterman from Pitt, the Bears coached him in the Senior Bowl, so they know a lot about him. And I've heard that he was originally maybe a third to fourth round pick, now maybe second or third round pick. And I'm thinking, I got a one of one super fractor auto of him. Nice. I'm hanging on to that. I want to see maybe the Bears pick him. If they go defense early, maybe they know a lot about him. So if they pick him in the second round, then you know for sure they really liked him.
Yep.
And if they don't, then all right, well, then I'll sell the one of one. But I want to see if the Bears get him before I sell that one.
For
but
sure.
Any of the quarterbacks that are good, I kind of want to wait and see if the Bears get him first. And then we've got the bidding begins on the May Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins April 24th. Lots of stuff up there, so we'll be talking about some of the items that are in that auction. I think this is one of the cooler things. A Christy Mathewson 1910 signed book. The book's called One in the Ninth. It's a presentation copy number 410. An absolute beautiful Christy Mathewson signature on this thing. And he was one of the first five elected to the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Can you think of who the other four were?
Ty Cobb,
yes.
Cy Young?
No.
Babe Ruth.
And then two more guys.
Hannes Wagner.
Yes. And another pitcher, but not Cy Young.
Grover Cleveland.
No.
Walter Johnson.
Yes,
there we go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thanks.
When you said Cy Young, then I had to think for a second.
Right,
it's like, wait, Bill, no. Dummy.
Thanks, Bill.
So anyway, that's really cool. That has a $2,500 minimum bid on it. We'll see how the bidding goes on that one. Another neat thing that came through T-Crown, an Arnold Palmer signed Masters flag. I tweeted a photo of that. You know, Arnold Palmer passing away last year. They had a tribute to him at the Masters. Pretty cool. And here's another, I don't know what this will do, a Donald Trump signed 2016 Masters flag. $500 minimum bid on that one. Any guesses on what a Donald Trump will do, Bill?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, he's the president of the United States.
And
it was the Masters pin flag from the year he was elected, you know.
Yeah, I would think that could be pretty big. It'll be interesting to see what it does. Tim from Carroll Stream is on the line. What do you have there, Tim?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Yeah, actually, in April 16th of 2008, I still have the picture of me winning it in a breast cancer awareness auction. An entire team of the Chicago Blackhawks signed a stick. There's over 27 autographs on this, just looking to see if there's any value in this.
It's what year is the team signed?
The day that I got it, and she had it signed the week before, so April 16th of 2008.
Okay, so this is before the Stanley Cup, but they before had Kane and Taves would have been on that at least, huh?
Page, Sharp, Buffling, Crawford, Seabrook. Yeah, all the big names that were there.
Yeah, I would think that's a few hundred dollars, you know, without seeing it, but it's a good stick. You've got the core there, and that's the big deal, so there will always be collectability for that one, without a doubt. Now, the Blackhawks started the playoffs and got shut out.
That was a disappointing start.
That was kind of, yeah, that was. We'll see if they get things going. I think they're playing today.
Yeah, they play tonight, yep.
Tomorrow, the Bulls play. They actually made the playoffs. I think that actually, they're playing the Celtics. I think that could be a really good series. They were 2-2 versus the Celtics this year. I think they match up real well with them. I'd love to see the Bulls win that series because, you know, Danny Ainge was trying to take the Bulls. Seems like he'd be the worst guy in the NBA to trade with, Danny Ainge. He's one of those guys, he'd rather win a trade or else not make the trade, then win the championship because he felt he didn't win in a trade.
He's extremely competitive. There's some clips against the Bulls, so he just would not relent.
Yes.
Tough defender, though.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Bulls in the playoffs. At least they should be fairly fun to watch. It was one of those things where you're kind of torn. Do you want them to make it? Do you want them not to? And it's... You know, it would have been a later pick anyway, even if they didn't make it. You might as well get in the playoffs. The playoffs are so boring if the Chicago teams aren't in there. Might as well get in there and see what they can do. Yep. And who knows? Once they get in the playoffs, you never know. The Bulls have had some wins against really good teams this year, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. Superman Todd's on the line. What do you have there, Superman?
Morning, guys. It was a long week without you last week.
Yeah, we went to my son's wedding, and everything went great. My son Jim got married, and we were in Austin, Texas. And, God, the weather was beautiful. Everything went great, but I couldn't do the show. So it's good to be back. It feels like we've been
away longer than
2 weeks. Yes. It really does. Yes. So what's up?
On Thursday, I got a package back from PSA. I sent in a couple of the Topps Desert Shield baseball that I have. Two came back nines. One came back a 10. I got a 10 Frank Thomas. I got a 9 Chipper Jones and a 9 Mark McGwire.
Whoa, those do pretty well. Bill, you've run some of those in auction, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We've run several graded near sets and stuff like that and some of the high grades. I don't know if we've run any of the three of those, but I know we've run Ryan and Ripken, which are two of the bigger names, along with the three that Todd just mentioned. Yeah.
So, Superman, are they going to be in the August Huggins and Scott auction?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm keeping the Frank. I'm a Frank guy, but we'll see on the McGwire and on the Chipper.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with those. You know, speaking of the August Huggins and Scott auction, Bill, yesterday, Rick from Villa Park stopped by. He had stopped by in the past and had some stuff, and it was like, oh, these would be good for Huggins and Scott. Well, he dropped off a couple of things. These will be fun to watch and see how they do. It's a 1956 Topps football 5-cent wax pack, already graded PSA 5, and a 1961 Topps football 1-cent wax pack, graded GAI 10. Now, at one time, wasn't GAI the only company that actually graded packs, Bill, or were they just the main one doing it for a while?
I think they were the first and they were the only for a while, and then they kind of went away in PSA. There was a gap, I think, between that, but there wasn't anybody. And now PSA is certainly the most recognized one because of who grades the packs, you know.
Yeah, so... Don't you think those will be fun to watch? I mean, You don't see those pants very often.
Oh, there's a growing market for all that stuff. That's big stuff. I mean, unless Vince wins them, in which case then
Yeah, then he just has to figure out a way to get inside the holder.
Oh, I'll find a way. I'll find a way in there.
That one time I had when we were on Saturdays like 10 years ago, and I had picked up, I think it was a 1965 Philadelphia pack or something. I thought I'm going to open it in the air, on the air. It was a GAI graded pack, and I was used a cutter to rip into the holder, and my shoulder popped out of socket while I'm doing it. I've had a dislocated shoulder a few times, and I had to, like, while I'm on the air, I had to work my shoulder back into socket and then still get the pack out of there. I was like, okay. And it was a lousy pack. I'll tell you, the thing that I remember from that one is the best card in it was a checklist where if you have an unmarked mint checklist from there, I mean, they're worth some good bucks, but this was the one right next to the gum, and the gum had eaten away at the card, where it's like, I would never wanted to chew that gum again after seeing what it did to that card it was attached to.
Didn't Topps a couple years ago come up with some packs of cards that actually the bad card had the smell of bubble gum or something like that?
Yeah, they did. Trying to bring back your childhood or something. Yeah, that was an insert.
Yes.
It's like, I got an idea. How about actually putting gum back in them? I guess they decided they didn't want to ruin the cards, but come on, that's part of the fun.
So scented cards.
Yeah. Yes, smells like gum. another item that got brought into. And now, don't forget, if you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you tweet me a picture of an item and we use it on the show, then you also get in the drawing. The prize this week is a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Football Box. Five packs in the box, and each pack has an autograph. If you get one of the top prospect quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, they can go for a lot of money. So this is a real good prize. The number's 312-332-3776, or tweet a picture of an item at T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if we use it on the show, you will get in the drawing that way. But another listener stopped by this week with this. This was interesting. First off, I tweeted pictures of these. It was an interesting combination of things. You wouldn't expect these two things, but the first thing was a 2002 Supreme Court photo of all nine Supreme Court justices, and it was matted and framed, and all nine had signed the matting underneath the photo.
Very nice.
Now, it'll be interesting to see what that goes for. I think, I don't know, Bill, maybe 500 and maybe 2,500 or more, because I saw what the only thing that I could find was, I think it was a 1955 similar setup that sold for $1,300 in an auction. But this is quite the crew here in 2002. I think that would be an interesting auction item. But then along with it, when I say that it was kind of a strange combination, it's like, well, I've got this Supreme Court justice photo, and then I've got 1950 Lone Ranger cards. These were actually nice Lone Ranger cards. They were three-card strips at the time, and they were in these original box things. Bill, I think she's planning on sending these for the August auction. Don't you think those will be a couple of interesting items to see what they can do?
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think some people even refer to some of the Supreme Court justices as Lone Rangers. So I don't know.
I guess, you know, that there was a tie-in. I didn't even think of that, but there was a tie-in.
It shows the diversity, you know, of the group here. You know, you got Lone Ranger, Supreme Court, President Trump, golf.
Yeah.
Tie it all in, you know.
And that's what happens in the Huggins and Scott auctions. I mean, it's not just sports stuff. For instance, I had a gentleman brought in, these are in the May auction, 1938 to 1940 Mickey Mouse magazine comic book lot of 27. There's a $200 minimum bid on those. You don't see those every day, but there's a lot of comic book collectors.
And you can see them on the website, though. The website's set up so nicely to just show nice pictures and high def and some good explanations.
Oh, they look great on there.
Behind the
items. So.
And then in addition to, you got the Mickey Mouse magazine comic books, there's also a lot of five Morgan silver dollars, 1880 to 903. All of them are graded NGC MS64, which I think is a pretty good grade on those coins. I'm not that familiar with coins. Unfortunately, I don't have enough coins. Could use some more coins, but those are pretty good grades, aren't they, Bill, for those?
Oh, yeah. I think some people may think coins, you know, is 64. Well, that in a baseball grade, it's, you know, barely X, but I think coins, they only go up to 70. So
yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
And those are old silver dollars, and that should be interesting to see what those do. Those will be in the May Huggins and Scott auction. Now, when we're talking about the May auction, bidding begins April 24th and goes through May 4th. So it'll be starting here pretty soon. Now, it's time for a short break already. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles. And if you do, you get in a drawing. We're giving away a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box. Five packs per box, one autograph per pack of guys that are supposed to be drafted in this year's NFL draft. So get you primed for it. It's actually a very good prize. Yes. I've had a lot of different draft stuff in it. T-Crown, it's selling real well. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Chris Black. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have a question, if you have something you think might be good in an auction, could be sports, non-sports, pop culture, whatever you have, if you think it might be valuable, give us a call and we'll let you know what we think the value might be. And we have a great prize this week, a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box, five packs per box, one autograph per pack of guys that are supposed to be in this draft. Let's get a call here. A caller's been waiting the longest, Ryan from Hobart, and then we've got the Which Ended Higher coming. Ryan, what's up? Thanks for the call. Thanks for waiting.
I have a two ESPN the magazine, the 1998 with the Jordan on the cover, and it's all white background, one signed and one unsigned.
Oh, the signed one is good. So you had that signed by yourself in person by Jordan?
No, I found it at a flea market. That's why I'm kind of leery to see if it's really actually authentic or not. I haven't sent it in yet.
Yeah, that would definitely be one you'd have to get authenticated. Bill, what do you think? Maybe $500-$600 for a Jordan ESPN the magazine that's authenticated and signed?
Yeah, I think if Ryan can get it authenticated, that's probably a good price range of what that thing would sell for.
There's a lot of Jordan stuff out there that's not real, just so you know, Ryan.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, if you were able to pick one up at a flea market and it is real, it's a nice one without a doubt. Okay, Vince-a-roo. Which ended higher? This is what we want to know. Which ended higher in the February 2017 Huggins and Scott auction? I'll give you three items, and you tell me which ended the highest of the three. And
okay,
you listeners out there, put on your thinking caps and have your own wagers with each other if you think you'll get it right. First item, Hank Aaron, 1954, Topps rookie card number 128, graded PSA 5.5. So a nice grade on an Aaron rookie. Sandy Koufax, 1955, Topps rookie card number 123, graded PSA 6. And the third item, this is a lot of 1,522 Woody Held cards.
Woody who?
Woody Held.
Okay.
624 of them were PSA graded. Woody Held actually had a couple pretty good years for the Indians in the 60s. Looking at his 162-game average, 240, not so good, but 21 homers and 65 RBIs. He was kind of like the Ben Zobrist of his time, second, third, short, outfield. He'd bounce around playing, but he had some homers, Woody held. So and somebody actually collected them.
So curious how you put the Aaron and Koufax together, real similar type of cards, and then this lot of Woody held. So just knowing you as I do, I'm going to say that the lot of 1,500 Woody held sold for the most.
That is a good guess, but it's not correct.
Okay.
I thought you might go for the Woody Held lot.
I have to. That would be the biggest regret if I didn't pick that one and it was that one. I'm like, oh, stupid. Why did I do that? Right.
All right. The lowest one, believe it or not, is the PSA 6 Koufax, $1,100. So it's not like it was chicken feed.
That wasn't too far off.
Woody Held, $1,800. Somebody was willing to... There were bidders on that. Yep. There's more than one Woody Held collector. See, you can collect just about anybody. There's going to be master collectors. And the best was the Hank Aaron PSA 5.5 1954 Topps rookie card, $2,500.
Very nice. Very nice.
So what's your batting average now,
Vince? Two for five.
So, okay.
Or maybe it's two for six. I don't know. I'll look it up.
I think two for five sounds familiar.
It does. It also sounds better.
You know, maybe you lost in it back because we skipped a week, so you're back to two for five.
I was intentionally walked last week, so no official at bat.
Right. Okay. Waiting on the line now is Eddie from Chicago. Thanks for calling, Eddie. What do you have? Hey, Eddie.
This guy was getting rid of a bunch of his stuff, and he had a box of old Playboy magazines, and I was wondering if that was worth anything. It's just sitting in my garage, and some of them look really old.
Some of the, if you have the first couple, aren't those worth some pretty, I think I've seen those in your auctions, Bill, the first couple Playboys?
Oh, yeah, the first one with Marilyn Monroe on it brings several thousand dollars.
Oh, really?
Eddie, go get that.
Were there any sports figures on any of them or anything like that? Because I know Burt Reynolds was on one of them or something like that.
Are you're probably not in the 50s if you're talking Burt Reynolds. You got to look at, I don't think the 60s are as valuable. You want those early 50s. You want the Marilyn Monroe cover. That's the one you want, Eddie. Go dig that box out and see if you can find Marilyn Monroe on the cover. Then you got something. That's amazing that it goes for that much, actually. Okay, next up.
Oh, we've sold several of them. I don't know if I've ever seen a signed one, though.
Oh my gosh! Signed by Marilyn Monroe, that would be a fortune. When you look at how high, like, didn't you have at one time a Marilyn Monroe, Joe DiMaggio signed ball together or something signed together? I mean,
or something.
Yeah,
I think that got a crazy number.
That's good money on that stuff, without a doubt. Rick from Ottawa is online. What do you have there, Rick?
I got the complete set of 86. The 87 Flair basketball set and the sticker sets with it too.
Well, that's a big set. Now, do you have any of the keys graded, especially the Jordan rookie and rookie sticker?
Nothing's been graded.
Okay.
I just got it.
How nice are they?
You know, I haven't taken them out to individually go through them. I just know it's a complete set because my dad just recently passed away, but I was with him as he slowly put this set together, so I know it's complete.
It's probably nice, too. I'll tell you, if you want to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville sometime with it, Rick, I'll look at it with you and try to give you an idea on the value. That it's so condition sensitive as far as, you know, like a Jordan rookie, if it's a 10 is thousands, if it's a 7 it's hundreds, you know, it's kind of one of those things. So
yeah, actually you've got a pretty good set, and I've thought of you many times of stopping by just to take a look and see what he's got or anything of any value out of a bunch of stuff he's got. So.
And Bill Huggins, pretty much as long as it sounds like it's a nice set, even if it's just a nice set, you'd be willing to auction that, correct?
Oh, we have several of those at every one of our auctions, and they do very well. But as you said, Tommy, the value really hinges on the grading of the Jordan and a couple of the other key rookies and the Jordan sticker. So they all need to be graded. It would be foolish to sell those ungraded because of the possibility of counterfeits.
Yeah, and even the checklist can be a hard, high grade, but there's other good rookies, Olajuwon, Barkley. You know, Ewing is in there. It's a really good set because they had skipped a few years where there was no main set, just the Star Company stuff. From 81 Tops until 86 Fleer, there was nothing in the middle there. Okay. Yeah, so it's a great set, and stop by sometime. And
can I ask one more?
Yeah,
can I ask you one more thing? I got a USO, I believe, from the Vietnam, and I got an autographed Joe DiMaggio and Pete Rose's signatures on it. It's from, I guess, when they traveled to the Vietnam, when that was all going on, that sheet. It's just one piece of paper, just a picture of him on there, and like I said, Joe DiMaggio signed it. Pete Rose did. I think the commissioner signed it.
So it's a picture where they're on stage in Vietnam and entertaining the troops?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of an interesting, a different photo. What do you think of that one, Bill? Did you serve in Vietnam, Rick?
No, my dad did. My dad. This is all my father's stuff.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, you know.
Is it dated?
I don't physically have it with me. I'll bring it with me, Tom, when I stop by, and I'll let you look at it.
Yeah, bring, anything that you have that he had, even war memorabilia can be good, medals and things. So if you have anything you think might be good, bring it along or send me a list first. If it's, you don't want to bring too much stuff, but you never know, right, Bill? Sometimes people have stuff that's nothing, but it turns out it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's happened on more than one occasion.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick, I'll have people come in and they'll say, now look at this. They think it's really worth something. And then you're like, oh, well, that's not that good. But, unfortunately, it's worth maybe $50 to $100. And then they go, oh, but then I got this thing too. And it's like, oh, well, that's like 10, 15 grand, that one there, So you never know. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Rick.
Okay, you bet. Thank you.
All right. Next on the line, let's see who's waiting the longest here. It looks like it is Russ from Des Plaines is on the line. What do you have there, Russ?
Yeah, a friend of mine has a story goes, I've never seen it, but he has it. He paid $500 for it. A worn Michael Jordan jersey from when he was in the minor leagues with the White Sox.
Really? So with the Birmingham Barons, during a game he wore it, you think?
Well, that's the story was some girl that he knew, he had a restaurant, and she worked for him, or a friend of a friend, and she worked at that stadium and was going to school, and somehow he knew her and gave her the jersey.
Wow.
And she sold it. She needed the money for school or whatever, right? This is like 20 years ago.
Now, Bill, they have authenticators for minor league jerseys, I take it, just like they do for major league jerseys, correct?
Oh, yeah. I've got a good friend of ours. He lives in Chicago, Dave Medema. We use him quite often for authenticating.
So to bring it in and have it authenticized, right?
Well, if you want to send it to Huggins and Scott to auction, then, Bill, you'd get it authenticated for him. If it is an authentic game-worn Birmingham Barons jersey, then you'd auction it. If it's not, then they'd send it back to you, Russ. Is that much how it would work, Bill?
Well, I'm not sure he wants to sell it, but he'd probably want it to be appraised. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, then you'd have to kind of just get it authenticated. I wouldn't be able to tell you for sure if it was authentic or not. That I wouldn't know how to do.
Yeah, I know it wasn't signed. It was supposed to be a game worn. I guess we could extract the DNA out of it, right?
Yeah. You know what you should do, Russ, in Rosemont in, what is it, Bill, late July, early August at the National Sport Collector Convention will be there?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so there will be authenticators there, I'm sure, if you don't want to sell it but just want to authenticate it. I would take it to the National, and I think you'll be able to find somebody there that would be able to help you with that.
Is that one coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, it's coming up late July. The National is the biggest sport collector convention of the year, and it's in Rosemont this year. Bill Huggins will be there set up for Huggins and Scott Auction. They have a great display.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. Thanks for your information. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Good luck, Russ. They have a display that's bigger than my store, which isn't saying much, I guess.
Very nice, though. Very nice.
My store is a bit of a small dump. I'll hear people that'll come in and say, when you go to Vegas and you see the Pawn Stars place, and it's really kind of, they'll say it's like kind of a dump. It's like, well, and I'm sitting there thinking it's like five times nicer than my places.
I wouldn't say that. Your place has got a lot of character and a lot of fun.
Yes.
And people are there, the interaction of people. That's what makes it fun. And
yeah.
So
Yeah, a nicer way of saying that.
No.
It's not really a dump, but it's not. It's not what you like. Some people, I think, they hear you on the radio and they think they're go there. It's going to be like the Taj Mahal. It's not the Taj Mahal by any means.
Your walls are adorned with every Sports Illustrated probably ever made and signed things on the wall. It's amazing things.
It's a fun place without a doubt, but it's not the Taj Mahal.
Boy, you know, Tom, we at our retail store, House of Cards. We had one of the kids wanted to host his birthday party there yesterday. Wow. Brian, guy who runs my store, he had these five or six kids in. They were there for about a couple of hours, and I think between mom, dad, and all the kids, they may have spent about $1,200 or $1,500.
Really? Jeez, but happy birthday.
It looked like Vince Clemente on Christmas morning. There were rappers everywhere.
That is me on Christmas morning, Bill. I get those for gifts. I still do.
Yeah. Well, boy. Man. Well, let's see. We got time for another quick one before the break here. Let's get to Scott from DeKalb. Thanks for waiting, Scott. What do you have?
Hey, good morning. I've got a 1982-1983 North Carolina Tar Heel basketball autographed team photo. So it's got Jordan on it, Sam Perkins on it, Brad Daugherty on it, Pete Smith, Roy Williams.
Is that one Upper Deck authenticated, or is that just one you got on your own?
No, that is one that I got for my 16th birthday. So I've got letterhead from the university that says, you know, from Dean Smith, who signed it, saying, hey, we hope your son Scott enjoys this autographed team photo.
That's nice. That's having Dean Smith on it, too. I would think that would probably break 1,000 in a Huggins and Scott auction if it did, if they all authenticated. That's a neat item. And Dean Smith passed away a couple of years, yeah. But him with that group, that was a great group. All right, it's time for another short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we're giving away this week a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Football Box, 5 packs per box, 1 autograph per pack of guys that are supposed to be in this year's draft. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on Saturday morning, 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away a 2017 Panini Elite Draft Football Box to one caller. Or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. I don't know if you happen to notice, Vince, the Cubs and Sox top prospects in the minor leagues, they have cards of them, you know, already because they've been drafted, but both of them off to really good starts. Moncada, the White Sox, 12 for 35, hitting .343, 7 runs scored, 2 homers, 3 RBIs, 4 walks, 11 Ks. I think they probably want a little more consistent contact from them. 2 steals, .410 on base percentage, only 1 error. Be interesting to see. I think he'll be up before Ian Happ of the Cubs, but Happ is 10 for 34, 9 runs scored, 5 homers, 8 RBIs already.
They're both phenomenal talents. And,
yeah.
Your Sox are off to a pretty good start so far.
They're off to a good start, and the Cubs, of course, are looking just like they're going to be really
good. Going for 2 in a row.
Think about the Cubs have, I mean, Happ would probably be already called up on 90% of the teams, I would think.
Another guy you like, Elmora, you said you like really well.
You know, I really like the way he and he seems to have like almost like a football player mentality going after the ball in the outfield. Okay. He goes after every ball out there, and he catches them. And
it's great
just with
see.
Him and Schwarber and Hayward out there, that's good.
Yep.
Good outfield.
He'll certainly try very hard to
Schwarber
catch all the balls.
Schwarber, for sure, will at least go after the balls.
We know that,
He did a juggling act with one. Yes, he was bouncing off his head, the ivy. He was bouncing off everything, but he goes after them. You just like the attitude. Yep. That's what's good about the Cubs. They have a really good team attitude, and it looks like it's still there.
Kind of nice
year.
To hear from a White Sox fan. Thank you.
Yeah, well,
appreciate
I'm a Chicago
that.
Fan. I'm always pulling for Chicago teams. I think the Bulls can win in the playoffs. So that's Rodney from Kenosha's on the line. What do you have there, Rodney?
Hey, listen, I got a ball from when the Cubs played the San Diego Padres in the playoffs, and the umpires were on strike. Well, I got this ball. It's signed by the umpires.
By the pretend umpires?
Yes, by the pretend umpires for that playoff game.
Now, I didn't even remember that there were backup umpires for that playoff. I didn't honestly remember that, so I wouldn't be able to quote you anything on it because I don't remember that there were not the real umpires in that playoff. Bill, let's say that is the case. Do you think there would be value to the backup umpires in the playoffs signing a ball from the 80s? Bill Huggins, you there? All right, I guess.
I think we lost them.
Yeah, I think we did. We're going to have to get Bill Huggins back on.
Oh, we're here.
Oh, Bill.
Hello?
He's got a Cubs Padres.
No, I heard. I was just asking him, are there players on it as well as the umpires were?
Oh, okay.
No, just the umpires.
Well, it certainly sounds very unique, and I love selling unique items. What value it may get, our 20-some thousand bidders would probably tell you that. But if it could be authenticated, I don't know if the authenticating companies would have
examples of those guys. Probably be that what you'd have to check with them. You know, Chris Bleck told us that we had a caller that didn't want to come on the air, but he, speaking of game used items, he said Tim had called in and wanted to know what we thought about the Eli Manning story where, you know, he supposedly said, send something that can passes game used or whatever, and whether it really is game used. My whole take on this whole thing real quickly, why don't all the sports leagues do what MLB does with the hologram and authenticate the things right on the field? If it gets away from the field, then they don't do it. I mean, it's the best system in sports. Why NFL and NHL and NBA don't do that exact same thing, I don't know. But I think that would solve a lot of this problem of whether things are really game used or not. I mean, the MLB's got by far the best program going. Yep. The other leagues should just do that. It would get rid of a lot of questions. Oscar from McHenry's on the line. What do you have there, Oscar?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Hey, I've got a 1969 official 15-cent program for the Cubs, signed by everybody except Al Spangler. And then I've got two, I think you used to buy these at Wrigley Field. They're like 8.5 by 11 color photos of the players. I've got one signed by Ernie Banks and one signed by Randy Huntley.
Well, that's pretty neat. I would think the Banks is probably $40 or $50. The Huntley, maybe $15, $20. And the team signed one, depending on how it looks, maybe two to 300 even, depending on how it looks. Was the program scored? Anything happen on the day of the game? Or
let me just open it up right now, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
No, the program was not scored. And okay. Then the other thing I had from 1969, or it says picture the Indianapolis 500. I've got a signed picture of Pete Hamilton with his Plymouth Superbird, winner of the 1970 Daytona 500. It's a black and white photo of Pete Hamilton with the Superbird behind him. It's 8.5 by 11.
That would one, if you could send me a picture of that picture, I'd have to look that one up. Bill, you probably off the top of your head wouldn't know either, but if that's a vintage Daytona 500 winner signature, that might be, I would think, at least a couple hundred dollars, but we'd have to check that one out. I think that one could be pretty good. Here's Bob from Twitter sent a picture here. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, so you can look at it this way. A Tom Brady signed Super Bowl 49 ticket in outstanding condition. Whew. Now that's good stuff there. That Brady stuff is off the charts high. And having a Super Bowl ticket, Bill, I don't think there'd be a lot of those out there right now. Do you? I mean, don't you think that'd be a nice auction item right there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, his stuff, like you said, is on fire right now. And, that's certainly past the point of where they tore tickets, so they just scan them. So it's a full ticket, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's got a picture of it. It's in great shape. You think that should break a grand, don't you think?
I think that's easy, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. That'd be a good Huggins and Scott auction item there, Bob H. Crane Media Guy is his Twitter ID. Okay, now waiting on the line, we have Carl from Hobart, Indiana. What's up, Carl? What do you have?
Yeah, hi. I got a couple of things if I could. My first one is game-worn old-timers jersey. I was told by Gray Flannel at the National years ago. It was from 1978, worn by Bob Feller.
So Bob Feller wore this jersey in an old-timers game. Is it a Cleveland Indians design of a jersey?
Yeah, and the name was restitched with his name on the back and everything.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's pretty neat. Bill Huggins, have it's different. I think there's some pretty good value to that, don't you think? Because it's still pretty long time.
Did he sign it? He signed it, too.
Imagine that, yeah. No, that would be a great item for one of our auctions. It could bring several thousand dollars for sure. It just needs to get authenticated and make sure it's the correct size and length and tags and everything. But, no, great item.
It would be nice to try to find some video of that game, if there is any video of it, and, you know, see him.
Looking at the tags on the back and the neck, it was from 78, from the – the way the tags looked and everything.
Yeah, that's great. That'd be a great Huggins and Scott auction item.
Yeah, I wound up paying $40 for it on eBay years ago. I don't think the person realized what he had when he sold it. He thought it was just worn by somebody.
Definitely a good deal.
Yes, that's yeah. Not a bad buy by any means. That's
so
like
it might be worth a couple thousand dollars?
It very well could, yeah. So if you want to bring it in to Triple Crown in Naperville sometime, and you know, if you want to send it to Huggins and Scott, I could send it in there for you, and we'd take a picture, put it on Twitter, and then talk about it when it's in the auction.
I got another thing. It's not sports-related. Well, I have a lot of stuff, but it's a call sheet from the movie Ordinary People.
Oh,
signed by Robert Redford, authenticated by PSA DNA.
Now, that's pretty cool. I think that's at least a couple hundred dollars, I think, Bill. Now, is that something by itself? I mean, I know that's not maybe not the value that you want, but that is something unique. Would you want to auction
sure.
that?
Yeah.
That would be fun to see what that would do. Wow, look at you, Carl. You're rolling with stuff here. Do some digging.
I'm not used to collecting it behind my belt, yeah.
Well, do some digging and then make a trip out to Triple Crown in Naperville. Call me first if you're going to come out. It's always good if you come on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, but call first just to make sure it's a good day, and I'll take a look at things. If you want to send anything in, we'll send a few things to Huggins for auction.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you.
Very good, Carl. That. Yeah, that's some neat stuff. I love those old jerseys that are actually worn. Even if it's a old-timers game, that's still very good.
Something tells me Robert Redford doesn't sign too
Bob
much either.
I think that Bob Feller jersey would be worth more if it's unautographed than autographed.
Yeah, he did sign a lot, didn't he? Now, how about what would a Bob Feller jersey from about 1940 go for? That might be six figures. Yeah, that would be big time. We don't have one of those, but we're just dreaming. Dan, Dan from Palatine's on the line. What do you have there, Dan?
I got a football sitting in my closet. My brother-in-law was injured in Vietnam, and they flew him back to D.C., and the Redskins came to the hospital and signed the football and gave it to him.
Oh.
And I know Sonny Jurgensen's autograph is on there, but I don't know the rest because I'm a Bear fan.
Okay, the 66 Redskins weren't that great of a team, but Jurgensen's a Hall of Famer. Bill, didn't you you and Ricky went to Sonny Jurgensen's house recently and got a bunch of his stuff in an auction?
Oh yeah, no, we met old Sonny there. He loves his cigars and he signed a whole bunch of stuff for us, and we put a bunch of stuff in the auction. Him and his wife Margot were very nice to us.
Yeah, very neat. So,
would it be worth anything?
66 Redskins. I mean, I would think if it's a team sign ball, has to be at least a couple hundred dollars without seeing it.
Oh, if it's 66, if it's on a Redskins football, if it's complete and in nice shape, it's 500 or more. Even.
Oh well, so that would be worth auctioning if he does want to auction it then.
Oh
yeah,
sure.
I'd like to auction it. I mean, it's just sitting in my closet.
Yeah, well, if you want to bring it in, Dan, to Triple Crown in Naperville, Bill, you'd still have to get the autographs authenticated if he sends it in, and then if it's all authentic, then he could auction it for you, Dan.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Next on the line, we have, let's see here, Matt from Plainfield. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I got a Patrick Kane signed green puck. I went to a St. Patrick's Day game. It was 2013. I wasn't sure, is it worth any more being a championship year or not?
Well, it doesn't hurt. I mean, and the fact that it's a green puck for St. Patrick's Day is actually kind of neat because there's not going to be as many of those around. I don't know what it is. I'm not a big fan of pucks signed, but if they're in a display, like with a photo or something, it looks real good. But yeah, I would think maybe $75 for a Kane puck. It's go ahead.
Also, it was, I guess, semi-authenticated because I got it in a raffle at the game.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
So on the back of the puck, there's like a sticker and it says like Blackhawks, blah, blah, blah. Is that good enough for authentication? Or
I'd have to look at it, but it probably would be, I would think. Yeah, that should be good enough. We're at the end.
Time goes by so fast. It's jeez.
Like, if you can make this, John from Streamwood, really quick, 2 seconds, what do you have?
I have a grandson that's crazy about the Cubs. Is there such a thing as a Cubs pack of cards?
I have a team set in at Triple Crown. They're $5.95. Yes. Time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Tim from Carroll Stream. So, Tim, email me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com. By Thursday, I'll deliver this week's prize to your door free of charge.
ERC Delivery, free of charge. Got to love that. And Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auction. Bidding begins for the May auction. April 24th goes through May 4th. You can go to HugginsandScott.com right now and check things out, what you want to bid on. I'm Tom Morgan. I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. You can always bring stuff in to show me. I'll tweet pictures and mention it on the show if it's neat and send it to Huggins if it needs it. So have a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening.